The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Tastes just the way I would mix fresh pineapple and grapefruit juice if I could, but maybe I couldn't, because Del Monte is the only one I know who gets it just right.
Everyone enjoys Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks.
Dear, I do wish you'd stop reading the paper and finish your breakfast. I don't want to leave these dishes for Aunt Effie. She's still sick in bed. Anyhow, I wish you'd talk to me and help me a little bit and tell me what to say to this man.
Mm-hmm. Hi, darling, what man?
The man I have to see. That's why I'm riding down with you.
Riding down with me?
Oh, now, I told you three times.
Listen,
you don't
if you're riding down with
well,
me,
well,
you get
you.
Those curlers out of your hair and get dressed. I got an appointment at the office early, and I cannot wait.
I will be ready. I have an appointment, too. I just wish you'd help me a little bit about what to say to this man.
Honey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, what did you think I was making all those phone calls for last night?
I don't know, darling. I don't know. I was reading.
Well, I was trying to find out who to see, and I finally got this man's name, but I still have to check to make sure.
Pat the cream, will you?
Yeah.
Huh? Check on what?
Oh, honestly, I told you last night you apparently weren't listening.
Thanks.
The woman's club has decided that the little park near the clubhouse ought to have a high fence around it so the mothers could just put their children there and not worry about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was delegated to see somebody about getting the fence put up. And because it's a city park, it comes under city jurisdiction. But everybody has been so vague as to whose jurisdiction it comes under. I've called a dozen people, and they... Put the paper down!
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, go on. Jurisdiction?
Well, I finally got an appointment with a Mr. Barnes. And I don't know what he does exactly, but I certainly want to get him on our side, and I wish you'd tell me what I can say to convince him that a fence is absolutely necessary. What do you think?
I think that if you do not get ready, you will not be riding down with me. Now, I mean it. I cannot be late today.
I'll be ready,
well,
dear.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linen. New Minute Rub is the modern, greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Well, you stop doing all that phoning and get ready.
Yeah, I'm ready practically.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, I'm here. No, I called the chairman of the Park Sanitation Committee, and he has nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh. I warn you, I'm leaving in exactly 10 minutes. If you're not ready,
well,
I am going to go...
Will you call me as soon as Mr. Barnes comes in? Well, my car's in the garage. I have to ride down with my husband, and he has an appointment and has to leave soon, and he just...
Soon, 10 minutes.
Yeah, fine.
Minutes,
thank you. Well, now it seems that I don't see this Mr. Barnes after all. He has made arrangements for me to see somebody else, it seems, but his secretary doesn't know who. And she will call me as soon as he comes in. Oh, dear,
look,
really.
Mary, why are you such a dither over all this, anyhow?
Well, it seems that Mr. Barnes doesn't feel this comes under his jurisdiction. He's sending me to see some big shot. think this dress is all right?
Yeah, no, I don't know, darling. I guess so.
You think you might be of some help to me. I do want to make a good impression. I'm seeing some big shots.
Oh, well, frankly, then I think that's too fancy, if you want to know. Well, your plain navy blue suit would have been much better.
Look,
there is not time to change now.
Yes, there is. It won't take me 2 minutes, and you said I had 10 yet. Anyhow, I asked you this morning what I should wear.
Oh, I don't know. You go off on all this women's club stuff, and I don't know what to...
You don't listen, which is the way men always treat women's clubs, so I wish you'd give me a few pointers on how I could impress this big shot. I mean, can't you see that a high fence would be a perfect idea for that small park?
Yeah, I guess
you?
So. Well, yes, I guess
so. Well, come
so.
On upstairs while I change so we can talk. Come on.
No,
I mean, I think we're justified in asking for it, don't you? The city wastes enough money on plenty of silly things.
Well, now, look, don't make remarks like that. Be tactful about it, for heaven's sake.
Say that.
Well, I know you.
Will you unzip my dress with that?
No, look, I tell you, there is not time to change. I've got an appointment at 9:30 sharp.
Unzip it.
Unzip it. All right.
I can be changed in the time you keep talking about it. Oh, thank you. Really, I must say, you're not much help. Can't you think of anything I can say to this big shot? He'll probably be busy, annoyed that I'm taking up his time, and also I want
to... You stick to your guns.
What?
Now, I'll tell you. See, if you women want a fence around that park, don't let the guy give you the runaround.
No.
If you raise enough fuss about it, you'll get it.
You think so?
I know so.
Good,
now, don't let him pass the buck.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, don't let him tell you there isn't anything he can do. You know how these committee things are. Nobody wants to do any work. People always want to be on committees and be the head of committees, but they don't want to do anything.
Uh-huh. Does my skirt look wrinkled in the back?
Yeah. No, it's fine. I think you got a very legitimate request there,
madam.
Yes, I do. I mean, nobody wants to be responsible for saying yes or spending any of the city money, you know. So he'll probably tell you that he hasn't got much influence and that it involves too much red tape anyway. You'd have to go to a lot of trouble, so it wouldn't be worth it, so forth and so on.
But
you listen to me. You ignore all that talk. You understand? You stick to your gun.
All right.
Don't act mousy about it.
No.
Sail right in there as though you know what you want, and by golly, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. These city officials pay a lot more attention to women's clubs than they care to admit. That's all I mean. There's a lot of votes, you know.
What?
A lot of votes.
Oh,
votes.
Yeah.
I mean, politics. Mm-hmm. And don't let them tell you that the budget is low this year, that they've already overspent and all that nonsense.
Oh, thank you, dear. You know, you really are so smart about these things. You really are.
Well, I mean, I've had a little more experience than you, darling.
I do appreciate it, Rita. Everybody's counting on me, so... I won't dare to show my face to the women's club if I don't accomplish something.
Mm.
Whole thing is all my own fault anyhow. I was the one who suggested the fence to begin with, and they all said, oh, well, it's a wonderful idea, but we'd never get it. And, of course, I had to jump up and say, why not? We're going to get it.
Well,
so, so they delegated me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I never learned, do you?
No, don't put on so much lipstick.
Oh, no.
Right. Now, come on. Are you ready to go? I cannot wait.
I have to wait for the phone call.
No,
you know
I cannot wait, I tell you. I told you that. I have got an appointment this morning. All morning. My secretary told me when I left last night, she said, don't forget you got a busy schedule tomorrow. I've made appointments for you starting at 9:30, and they're very important.
Well, I have to see somebody, too, and the fence for the park is just as important, and I can't leave until I know where I'm going. There's my call. Have you got the car keys now?
Yeah, no.
Now, look for them, or we'll be tearing all over. Hello?
Oh, they must be in my other suit.
Yes? Oh, yes, I was waiting to hear from you.
You never fail.
Well, did Mr. Barnes... Oh, did he say he was going to see this morning?
Golly.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Just a minute. Pencil.
Now, give that back.
I will.
Look, where are my car keys?
I don't know. Look on the dresser. Hello? Yes, now, where do I go? Metropolitan Office Building. Oh, yes. I know where that is. Uh-huh.
They're not here.
And who is it I see? Yes, that's what I thought. The chairman of the city planning committee.
Where is our extra set of keys?
Yes, well, what is the man's name?
Honey.
Who? What did you say? What?
Oh,
yes, give me a... Hold on, please, will you?
Look, where is the extra set of car keys? What's the matter? Huh? Look, will you please find our extra set of car keys? I've got to get to work. Would you look at the time?
Thank you very much.
Look, I told you I have an appointment at 9:30 sharp. I am not going to make it unless you get your coat
on. Who was your appointment with?
Oh, darling, I don't know.
Some woman?
Oh, look, for Pete's sake, don't start that, please. You know perfectly well that in business I often have appointments with women. Now, the least I can do is not keep them waiting.
Don't get so excited. Your appointment is with me.
I... What?
After all this phoning I've done, and you knew what I wanted, why didn't you tell me you were the chairman of the city planning committee?
Huh?
Are you?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I am. So I am.
Why didn't you tell me?
I forgot I was. By golly, I was disappointed a month ago, and we haven't done any city planning, you know.
You're the big shot. I've got to see.
Oh, well.
Just a funny feeling. I mean, I set out to see a big shot, and here it's you.
Well.
And I feel all jittery. Big shot, and here I am married to you.
Oh, look, I am not a big shot. It's just one of those dozen committees that hardly means a thing. Only thing we've decided was whether to put a new drinking fountain on the south or the west side of Loring Park.
Well, why didn't you ever tell me?
I mean, I told you at the time. Look, it doesn't mean a thing.
Well, it sounds as though it does. Well, how come you didn't know who you had an appointment with at 9:30?
My secretary said I had an appointment with the chairman of the Improvement Committee for the Betterment of Our Parks.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? Look, well, nevertheless, I have got to get to work. I'll talk it over with you tonight.
You now, will not. I've got an appointment with you right now, and we're going to have it right here at home.
Oh, no, look, sweetheart.
Sit down, dear. I want to talk to you about a fence around a park.
Look, I have got to get to work.
Do we get the fence around the park?
Look, now, will you? I don't have any influence. Now, believe me, now maybe I can put you in touch with somebody who has. But honestly,
you are giving me the runaround, sir.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm not sweetheart. I am chairman of the Improvement Committee.
Believe me, I know there isn't much money in the budget, for one thing. There really isn't. Do you realize what is involved in getting just one little fence, as you put it? Do you realize the red tape? I mean, look, honey, I am just a small cog in a big wheel.
Well, you start the wheel in motion, then, and I would suggest that you big shots get the fence up by, say, the 1st of April.
Well,
I think that'll be just in time for the city election, in case you need to bring this to the mayor's attention.
Oh, sweetheart, the 1st of April?
You told me to stick to my guns. Those were your very words. Stick to your guns.
All right. I'll do the best I can. That's all I can say. Look, I am not the final say-so by any means. And there is a budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, this is the kind of a fence that we wanted.
Oh,
more expensive,
look,
perhaps, but safer for children.
No job is more important to a mother than looking after the well-being of her family. And mothers know that X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as adults. X-Lax is a pleasant, chocolated laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. So get released the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. X-Lax does not disturb your sleep. And tomorrow you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Get America's largest selling laxative. X-Lax. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn and is produced by Walter Hart.